Hello again from Ira Vaughan Smith. Thanks for joining me here on A Sure Thing. It's take two, where the preview for Tuesday's racing in KZN is concerned. We were just about ready to upload the preview for racing at Scottsville when news came through that after 55 mils of rain in Pietermaritzburg in the last 7 days and further showers forecast for Tuesday, in light of those conditions, the race meeting has been switched to Hollywood Bed's Greyville. So, that's a very, very important change. The fourth race on the card will now be run over 1,900 metres, and trainers, of course, had until 1:30 on Monday afternoon to put through any voluntary scratchings as a result of the change of surface. And to date, to the time of re-recording this preview, quite a few changes have already come through. I will certainly mention them as we work our way through the preview of this particular programme. On the poly track, where we have nine races to work our way through, the first race is off at 12:10. Race two will be the opening leg of the bipod, so the exotic starts from race two on the tote, and you need to be on 5 minutes before the off of race one with your free Hollywood Bet Punter Challenge entries. So I'm not going to waste any further time. Let's get straight into the action. Race one, there are no scratchings, but there is a jockey change. Number one, Cocolina, will now be ridden by Serena Moodley. Here, number 6, Malshana Mu, is at 2.27 to 1 on HollywoodBets.net. 4, Mystic Dancer at 3.03. 4.55 to 1, number 7, Priory Terrace. 5.56 to 1, number 10, Tanet. And 7.14 to 1, and upwards the others. I'm in the camp of number 4, Mystic Dancer, from the stable of Robbie Hill. This one finished in the money in all three of its starts to date. Last time out on this track was green, especially around the turn, but finished off very, very nicely on that occasion. If you look at that debut run, that was certainly an absolute cracker when finishing off strongly and beating a short head over this distance. She should also strip a whole lot fitter now that she's having a second run off to rest. Good to see Cabela Mazzagnani retain the ride, but more importantly, she's back against the goals. So I'm going 4, Mystic Dancer, ahead of 7, Priory Terrace. For third, I'm going with number 1, Cocolina, and fourth, number 6, Malshana Mu. Second race, there are also no scratchings. 9 runners will contest this open maiden over 1,200 metres. I'm looking no further than the odds-on favourite, number 1, Eric's Legacy, at 0.63 to 1 on HollywoodBets.net. Now, this horse certainly caught the eye on debut when it finished in second and was finishing off very strongly that after losing 2 lengths at the start. But for that 2 lengths, I thought this horse could have finished a whole lot closer, if not even win on debut. Definitely would have come on with the benefit of that run under the belt. She'd also strip fitter and be sharper for this outing. He certainly does appear, without any disrespect to any of the other runners, meet a moderate field, and with further natural progress to come, the one to beat. So I'm going 1, Eric's Legacy, ahead of 9, Love Comes Knocking. For third, I'm going with number 8, Winding Power, and fourth, number 5, War Emperor. We move on to race number 3. That's the first leg of the place accumulator. It's a maiden plate, over 1,400 metres, and you can scratch all of 1, Give Me the Gold, 2, Double Causeway, and number 8, Captain Van Damme, Take No Part. 7 runners will face the starter. Odds on favourite, number 7, Greatest Hits. Not looking any further than that one. This horse will be ridden by Sean Veal for the Hollywood Racing Team. Showed good improvement from first to second start. Definitely would have come on with the benefit of that run under the belt. I do think could have finished a whole lot closer in its last outing, was handy. Hung and got carried in, and but for that, could have even possibly won that race. Definitely a horse that's on the up and with further natural progress expected. Looks very, very hard to oppose. So I'm going number 7, Greatest Hits, ahead of number 10, Bourbon's Beast. For third, I'm going for number 6, Turbo Tiger, now ridden by apprentice Dejan Lowe. And fourth, number 5, Noriga. 7, 10, 6, 5, the selection race 3. Race 4 is the opening leg of the Pick 6 and scratched here. 1, Latuli, 5, Industrial Strength, 7, Deputy Chief, so the field reduced down to just 5 runners, and it's hard to look past the odds-on favourite, number 3, Green Glow, who is currently at 9-20 in the betting. An impressive winner of his debut last time out, hit the front 250 from home, absolutely cruised to victory and won with a ton in hand. The manner in which he finished off that race certainly tells me will enjoy the step up to 1900 now that this race has run over that distance on the poly. He takes on Stronger, but there's only four that is the opposition against him. The jockey and trainer are in such devastating form that you can't look past him, and I do think Green Glow will continue about his winning ways. So I'm going 3 Green Glow ahead of 2 Master de Rouvroy, 6 Bad Medicine, and 8 High Q. Race 5 is a Class 4 Fillies and Mares benchmark 82 over 1200. Here we have a couple of scratchings out of race 2, number 2 Siesta Sunset, 3 Treasure Island, also scratched is number 11 Sonata Samaritan. 10 moving in, jockey change, now ridden by Calvin Abib. Here you can get 1.52 about number 5 Light of Gabriel, 1 Icy Lancaster's at 2.5-1, with number 7 Buttercup Baby at 2.5-1. You can get 5-1 and upwards bar those. I'm siding with number 1 Icy Lancaster in race number 5. This horse is holding form very nicely. Finishing the money in the last 3 starts. Put up another solid performance last time out when running on strongly to finish 3rd over the strip. She's from the inform Gareth van Saleyard. Good to see Samanga Kamalo back on board. That is a big plus. Drawn in pole position and will be perfectly placed to run another honest race, and I do think could be rewarded for consistency. So I'm going 1 Icy Lancaster, ahead of 5 Light of Gabriel, 7 Buttercup Baby, and in 4th position I'm going with number 8 Golden Moment. On to race 6 we go. Race 6 is leg 1 of Jackpot 2. In race 6 you can scratch 2 License to Thrill, 9 Warrior Royale, and 10 Vian's Web. They're all scratched from race number 6. So the field is reduced down to just 7 runners who will contest race number 6. In fact, there's another scratching here. Out of race 6 is number 7, Henry Harvey. So all of 2 License to Thrill, 7 Henry Harvey, 9 Warrior Royale, and 10 Vian's Web. They're all scratched. 6 runners to contest race 6 on the program. This race run over 1,100 metres. Here, number 8, Major Tommy's at 1.82-1. 4 Icy Blast at 4-1, along with 6 Future Flow at 4-1. 3 Don Karari is at 2.55-1, a missed one. Number 1, Mafaka is at 2.86-1. And it's 5-1 and upwards, bar those quoted. 8 Major Tommy, 1.82. I can see why this horse's favourite. Just got touched off last time out when finishing ahead behind Master Josh. But Major Tommy does renew rivalry with number 6, Future Flow. Future Flow is now a kilo better off at the weights with number 8, Major Tommy. And that certainly brings the two of them a lot closer, in fact, right alongside of each other. Future Flow, to me, is a model of consistency. He was running on strongly last time here on the poly over 1,000 metres when he finished 3rd on that race behind Major Tommy. He won his penultimate over 1,200 metres. So 1,100 should be right up his alley, and he also should strip a whole lot fitter. Second run after a rest. So I'm going 6 Future Flow ahead of 8 Major Tommy. For 3rd, I'm going with 4 Icy Blast and 4th number 3 Don Quirari. Race 7 on the card is a middle stakes fillies and mares. Here you can scratch number 2 Million Voices. Also scratched is number 10 Vision to Achieve. So the field is reduced down to 9 runners. And in race number 7, you can get 2.27-1, 2.86-1 about number 9, Winterfall. 3.57 number 11, Captain Christie. And bar those two, you can get 5-1 and upwards the others. I am in the camp of the favourite, number 9, Winter Rainfall. This one from the stable of Candace Bass. I remember this horse from Cape Town. This horse always there or there about doing good work in the closing stages of the race. And this horse is also a kilo and a half better off at the weights with number 11, Captain Christie, with whom she renews rivalry. Captain Christie for that win incidentally picked up a £2 penalty. Good to see apprentice Dizan Lowe, who claims 4 kilos retained the ride on number 9, Winter Rainfall. Last time out, this horse had to steady, hit the rail at the 700, but for that, could have finished a whole lot closer, if not beat Captain Christie on that occasion. And I do think, with a swing of the weights, we could see a reverse in the results. So I'm going 9, Winter Rainfall, to win it, ahead of 11, Captain Christie, 1, a Yui Yui, and 6, Tara Star. On to race number 8 we go. Race 8 is a Class 4 Benchmark 82. This horse, this race rather, to be run over 1,000 metres. And here we have no scratchings in race 8. 2 to 1, number 12, Exocet. 3.57, number 5, Position of Power. 4.55, number 4, Cowboy Country. 8.33 to 1 and upwards the others. I'm definitely in the camp of the favourite, number 12, Exocet. Won a very good race last time out on the Polly. The form of that race was held up by Andy Kugel, who has subsequently franked that form and come out and win. I do think this is a horse that's on the up. Unbeaten over the strip, back on the Polly, should be able to keep that unbeaten record intact. So I'm going 12, Exocet, ahead of 5, Position of Power, 4, Cowboy Country, 7, Lunar Luck. That takes us on to the final event, race 9. 16.50, the off time of race 9. In race 9, you can scratch 11, Prankster, and 12, wherever I lay my hat. So 11 and 12 take no part in race 9. 12 runners will contest the last race on the programme. Yeah, number 2, Averni Princess, is at 2.5 to 1. Number 4, Fate of Fortune, at 4 to 1. 5, Navo Dancers, at 5 to 1. 9, Night Tiger, 5 to 1. 7.14 to 1 and upwards the others. I'm going for number 3, Navajo Dancer, even though I can see number 2, Averni Princess, winning again and bringing up the hat trick. And the reason why I like Navajo Dancer is because he's got good, honest, recent form. On his last run, he's also a kilo and a half better off at the weights with a more fancied number 4, Fate of Fortune. He'll certainly be in touch from the get-go and running on in the closing stages. He's also having his third run after rest, so he should be cherry ripe to put his best foot forward. Hence the reason I'm going 3, Navajo Dancer, ahead of 2, Averni Princess, 4, Fate of Fortune, and 9, Night Tiger. And that takes care of racing on Tuesday. We're now on the Polly at Hollywood Bets Gravel. Trust you'll find the winners. Don't forget to double check all the card changes on race day. Find those winners. Till next time, from Ira Vaughan. Cheers for now.